In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is risen. Well, today we celebrate the Sunday of the Samaritan Woman, and one of the great gifts of the Church is that we know more about the people in the Scriptures than just that which is written in the Scriptures. You know, years ago, there was a radio personality, Paul Harvey, and he would start by telling a story, and he'd kind of get to the end of that story, and it would seem like at the end, and then he'd say that, but here's the rest of the story, and he'd go on and tell that further part. And that is the gift that the Church gives us. We don't just have what is written in the Scriptures about the Samaritan woman talking to Christ at the well, which is an amazing story. It's many of the fathers point out, it's the longest discourse that Christ has with a human throughout his ministry, this long discourse when he tells her about him being the living water. But we don't just know that about her. We know what happened after the rest of the story, basically. We know the rest of the story. We know her name. Her name is Photini, which means the illumined one, from photos, for light. And we know that she went on to not just share with her village, but to also share the gospel in Carthage and ultimately in Rome. And we know that she brought many people into the kingdom of God. We call her equal to the apostles. And in a sense, she's the first of the apostles. While the apostles were still studying at Christ's feet, she was going back to her village and telling people of Christ. And as it said in the Scriptures, they came to believe first because of her word, and then hearing Christ's word, they said to her, "Now we believe not just because of that which we heard from you, but that which we heard from Christ himself." And so she went and she did this. She went and shared with those around her. And among those that came to be a part of the kingdom of heaven were not just her friends and neighbors and those who knew her from the town and those in the cities she would go to, but her family as well. She shared the gospel with her five sisters, and they all came to believe and became a part of the kingdom of God and were actually martyred at the same time Photini was martyred. And then she also shared with her two sons, and likewise her two sons came to be part of the kingdom of God and were martyred. And so what we see is this woman being given this great gift from Christ, doesn't take it and hide it, doesn't keep it as a personal thing that she uses in her own faith, but instead takes it and shares it with those around her. She recognizes the great gift that she was given by Christ through this encounter at the well, where she came to receive the living water, the water that points to our baptism, that points to our own salvation. But she took it, and then she took that and shared it with others. She took the gift that Christ had given her, and she gave it to her friends. She gave it to her sisters. She gave it, as a good mother on this Mother's Day, to her sons, and to any who would listen. And this is what we should do. You see, she didn't go and do this out of a sense of obligation. She didn't do this because she felt, oh, I need to do this in order to attain the kingdom of heaven. Instead, she did this out of a sense of gratitude, a gratitude for the salvation that was shown to her, that was given to her by Christ. And that's why we utilize the gifts that God has given us, because God has given each and every single one of us, every single person here and those who are not among us this week for whatever reason, he's given us gifts, and gifts to be used to build up the body of Christ, to build one another up here in the church. And that's one of the things I want to focus on in this coming year. Is I want to focus on the fact that God has given us these gifts and that we should use them, not out of a sense of obligation, not out of a sense of this is what I need to do in order to attain the kingdom of God, in order for my salvation, but out of a sense of gratitude, out of a sense that God has loved me and has saved me and has given me so much, the least I can do is give back a little in return, can give to the church and to those in the church and to the community around us. We're probably going to have a speaker come and speak and talk to us about about these gifts, about being good stewards of the gifts that we've been given. And then we'll also take some time to consider the different ministries of the church and where we may fit into those ministries. And I encourage you to start now, to start by praying to God about how He has gifted you and how you can give back. And recognizing that in light of the great things that He has given us, that which we give back is just a small portion. It's just a small portion. We can never repay what Christ has done for us. Obviously, He became one of us and died on the cross and rose again for our salvation. How can we repay that? We can't. But what we can do is share that love through the specific gifts that He has given each and every one of us with those around us. Share that love with those in the church, with our friends and family, and with those in the community. And so, like the Samaritan woman, we can take the gift that was given to her and we can continue giving it. We can give it to those around us. And ultimately, this will be for their salvation and for our salvation, and to the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.